Nickelback Show! Alrighty, it's the MTM Boys, Season 3, Episode 131 for the third attempt. Let's get it going this time, baby. It's Playmaker Twuz and the Hoopstar Nass. Mr. Hoopstar, what's going on, big guy? How we feeling over there, dude?
Good, good. You know, like you said, this is our fourth iteration of this same episode.
I think it's the third. I think it's the third.
Well, after two, you lose count, don't you? God. Yeah. We tried to record this episode for like a week now.
Yes. So what happened? Let's break it all down, dude. What's going on? Technical difficulties on my part. You've been staying at random Airbnbs because I guess you're still, your mom is in Nashville. She's moved here, what, 2 months ago? You're still in Indy. And then you're managing, what, two Airbnbs up there and staying at other random Airbnbs. And I got to figure out, you know, the technical stuff on the backside and it just ain't working out. Is that what's going on or what happened?
I'm helping out, making sure once I get out of here, because once I leave here, I ain't going to do any of this other bullshit. You know,
You're gone.
I'm not going to be making trips back and forth every weekend type deal. So I'm making sure everything's locked and loaded so we can kind of just
love it.
Step away from it, and when this place gets booked, I need a place to stay. So I'm pulling up random Airbnbs being like, get one on the low, please?
There you go. And you know what else you can get on the low? Get your damn merch on the low. Hey, listen, man, we got to pay the bills somehow. We got a trip coming up. Get your damn merch. Click the link in the bio of whatever you're listening to or watching it on. Go get your damn merch. Use code, I think it's mix free at the checkout, to receive free shipping. That's MIXFREE, dude. To receive free shipping, go get your merch. Appreciate the support and appreciate everyone that supported us thus far. This might be the last episode for season three. Again, rebranded in season three. About 10 or 11 episodes. We're going to LA first week of August, Wednesday the 2nd through Sunday the 6th. Wish we could stay out there for 2 weeks, but we can't. Big trip for us. We didn't do it last summer. We're going out to Dash Radio, this radio station that's on Hollywood Boulevard. We got an Airbnb in Sherman Oaks, about 15 minutes north of Hollywood. Super cool. We're bringing out Griff, our producer, content guy. He's coming out there. Our Airbnb is super cool. We got a pool back there. What is it, like 3 bedrooms? Very secluded place. Deck, ping pong table, everything else you can think of. But yes, we're going out there on Wednesday. And then on Friday, we were supposed to go into Dash Radio Studios. We got hit with the news last night that they're starting to do total remodeling, and then construction's going to be happening on the Hollywood Boulevard right there starting August 1st. So the interviews that we have lined up, which we'll get into right now, I don't know if we want to name drop, we're accommodating them at the Airbnb. So you guys kind of forgot about who the MTM boys are. We still swing things over here on the other side, okay? I said, Liam, we lost Dash on Friday. That was going to be like why we were going out there, to be in studio on Hollywood Boulevard where you can do the live episode and pedestrians can watch you do the episode. Listen, baby, we got the people coming to the Airbnb and we're calling it the personal studio, dude. So that's what's going on.
Yeah.
Thoughts.
Our thoughts. Our guests are huge. Let's be honest. Like, this is probably our three biggest guests that we'll have that are already locked in. Waiting on the fourth. We have the fourth. We just got to see if they will change to go to the Airbnb.
Who's the fourth?
I'm putting everybody together, big dog.
You're putting everybody there?
So we have four. Yep. So we're waiting on one. So, we're coming out with season four. It's going to be the biggest interview we've had probably ever.
Yeah. Season four, episode one, debut at the Airbnb. It's going to be outside. And you think we can record outside, dude? It's better to record kind of outside. Hopefully sunny, 75 than inside.
Yeah, I think the whole vibe of recording outside by the pool got a whole like game room type deal, like atmosphere outside next to the pool, big ass TV, ping pong slash pool table. I don't know what the fuck that is, really. Entertainment room outside. So it's gonna be, it's gonna
the cool thing about it too, the cool thing about it, it's like it's a bunch of bushes and trees that kind of have it secluded in the backyard too, if you can imagine that, for the people listening out there. So yeah, super cool. I don't, should we name drop the first one or should we kind of just give a hint?
We can do whatever you want. We can start, we can name drop one of them.
All right, listen, are we gonna name drop the first one or the second
one? Let's do the second one, keep the debut interview kind of guessing.
All right, so our second interview out there, so we're gonna have, so for a little bit more context, we're getting out there again on Wednesday in Los Angeles around 9 a.m. We're leaving Nashville around 6. We're going to, we got a nonstop flight. Liam, I'm gonna bring a pillow on the plane, dude. I don't think I've ever done that before, but I'm gonna bring my allergy pillow, dude, and probably sleep on the plane. Picking up a Range Rover, dude, at LAX. Get into the Airbnb, hopefully around 11. We're still waiting on a check-in before noon. And setting everything up. That first interview is going to be at 3 p.m. that day. So we got a couple hours in between. And then the next day, we got, it's time, Mr. Bruce Buffer.
This is the moment you've all been waiting for. It's time!
The legendary UFC / MMA announcer on the Man to Man podcast, season 4, episode 2, that will be, for about a 40-minute interview.
Yeah.
So
that's a big one for
Bruce Buffer.
Yeah, that's a big one.
He lives in LA, so it was easy to kind of snag right there. So for a little bit more backstory of how we got this, I probably reached out to like 200 people on an email, and people kind of just came back and said, "What the hell is it, man? What is an MTM?" I said, "Listen, dude, it's Man to Man Boys." So we got Bruce Buffer on that podcast. Super cool. You kind of know his story, Liam. I saw an interview with him, I guess, on the Impulsive Logan Paul's podcast. He's got this brother that he founded at the age of 29. It's his half-brother, and it turns out to be the legendary Michael Buffer, who does the boxing announcements. And he's got the trademark, let's get ready to rumble! So Bruce kind of found him. He said, "Dad, who is this guy, dude?" His dad said, "Yeah, I forgot to tell you. I got a son that kind of, we left him up for adoption." We'll get into that story with Bruce and kind of talk about it. I know he's been asked about it a million times, but how the turntables turned, right? With that story, it's just bizarre how that happened. They linked up. Bruce was yada yada manager for Michael. Ended up being just this UFC announcer. So Bruce Buffer. And the cool thing about that is Nate Diaz and Jake Paul fight. That fight is the next day. So that's just going to give us another topic of conversation to talk about with Bruce. And hopefully we can listen. I don't know if we're going to get that episode out in time, but we're going to get some really cool clips out on social media when we ask Bruce about maybe what his bets are for the next, that fight the next night, and kind of just get his, I don't know if he can tell us if he bets or not, but give his takes to us. So, yeah, Bruce Buffer, huge. Super excited.
Yeah, big guest. Kind of a good story, and just a guy that, if you listen to him at all, he's just kind of like a down-to-earth guy, and found himself being probably one of the well-known like announcers across all sports, you know. Once you hear Bruce, you know what it is. You know it's UFC, and he's kind of put that, face to the UFC to get them, where they are today and as big as they are. So, very cool.
Okay, and then let's just go ahead and give a hint on the first one. It's connected to the UFC. We'll just say that.
Yeah, we'll say a world champion on multiple levels. couple.
So we might just be a UFC podcast. I don't know what's gonna happen, but hopefully that third interview. I think what we try to do, man, is just people are like, "What are you guys?" And it's like, I don't really care what we are, dude. Like, I'm just trying to get the biggest guests and the coolest people on the podcast. Like, why does it matter?
Yeah.
If we have to find like a niche for ourselves, I don't know. I don't know. People ask us that, and they're like, "What are?" I'm just like, dude. I mean, we can talk about sports. We can talk about basketball. We can talk about UFC, or we can talk about social media and how people blew up and have millions and millions of views and followers. All right, cool. So that's that. Stay tuned. We'll do some vlog style series on that. Super stoked. Super excited to get out there. Let's get into some hot topics. Obviously, Messi, huge debut. The Hollywood scriptwriters wrote the script for Messi in the 93rd minute of the game last night. Upper 90 left corner. Crowd goes wild. Messi, welcome to the United States of America, my guy.
I mean, this was, I mean, if you're writing scripts, this is the one you write, you know? I know Messi was only supposed to play, I think it was estimated like 30 to 40 minutes to go into this game. Just because he's, you know, new, he just started working out with the team this last week. So it's like, all right, let me just get a feeler. And then actually, welcome. This is how you welcome somebody to the league. And you just, you know, for those that don't know, but like, I mean, it's cool. I mean, it's, I think it brings definitely more eyes to MLS soccer. Anytime that your team is playing against the Miami, Inter Miami, or however you want to call them, you're probably going to try to snag tickets just to go see Messi, right? I mean, he's still really good. I know he's getting older, but at the same time, when the bag is right, the bag is right, and it doesn't matter where you're playing, right? I don't think. So, I mean,
not at all.
If you're in the MLS, I'll tell you now, if I get a chance to go see him somewhere in the United States, I'll definitely go, you know? And I'm not even the soccer
type.
What
do you think about the pink jerseys? The pink jerseys are fresh with the collar, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it's just I mean, they're good. They could have the potential of being, like, the best team in soccer just because they got Messi. Then other players want to play. Then you can start reaching out to the international groups of better players because, obviously, MLS isn't, I wouldn't say the top tier league. And then once that happens, if you can get the bag right, then MLS can just keep growing.
Exactly. I think we're in the – okay, so there's a bet going around right now that I saw this guy place. It is a plus 5,000 Lionel Messi to score the most goals. In the MLS season. He's behind the Nashville SC guy who won the MVP last year. Mooker? I don't know. You know what I'm talking about? Anyways, you think he can he's 12 behind. You think he can come back and get that snag that that title right there for the most goals in the regular season?
I don't know. I mean, probably if he's walking out, let's be honest, he's walking out playing what, 30 minutes of a game. And then they're like, oh, actually, at the end of the game, just put one upper 90 and win it for us, and that's how you're going to score the goals, then, yeah, he's going to get a goal a game, probably two every once in a while. He could definitely catch if he's putting on like that.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
I don't know I'm blocking here. That one in, but it's definitely possible.
Plus 5,000, amen, shoot or shoot, you know. I'm just reading after the game. Okay, Tristan Thompson was with Kim K. Kind of weird, you know, paparazzi's catching them at Gecko after the game. LeBron's there. Miami's just another city that people just turn up in, right? So not really anything there. Let's go to another topic. Let's talk about – all right, dude, I just wrote a blog about a legend who goes by the name of Boosie Badass. You know him, dude?
Oh, yeah, I know Boosie. Lil Boosie.
We all remember the legend Lil Boosie or Boosie Badass is this guy that, you know, you're in sixth grade middle school and you're bumping some Boosie on the silver little MP3 player in the headphones while walking to lunch, you know, just trying to get some Boosie meditation in your system while Miss Karen isn't looking and you you're freestyling Boosie lyrics as a sixth grader, and your mother's like, what did I do with my son? Listen, we're rocking some Boosie badass. Boosie goes on another anti-LGBTQ rant on Twitter, talking about this new generation of rappers, specifically speaking on about the Island Boys making out with each other, attempting to regrasp their clouts that they once had in a span of 2.7 seconds on a Bull Named Blue Man shoe from the 42nd Hot Tub clip last summer. I don't know how that went viral. Listen, Boosie went on Twitter. He's like, man, these guys are, you know, they want to be women. That's why women are ruling the rap game right now. But hey, Boosie, who rules the world, girls? So there's that. But I think Boosie just kind of went on this rant. I'm not rocking with these younger dudes. Millennials, Gen Zs, that's why rap isn't the same anymore. And what's up with the Island Boys kissing each other, man? So that's there's kind of a little two-in-one story right there. It ain't the only time Boosie's kind of went on this rant. He kind of did the same thing when Lil Nas X went on IG Live to tell his followers about, hey, yeah, Boosie and I are cooking up this song, and you know it's about to be released. When Boosie heard about that, he commented back at Lil Nas X to tell him to go commit suicide. So, come on, dog. Boosie, what are you doing? It's 2023. Is it appropriate to say these types of things, you know, when it comes to judging another person's sexuality, gender, race, or religion? You kind of got to stray away from it to keep it to yourself, let alone get it out of your mindset. So, That's a little Boosie rant that I just wrote about. And what do you think about the Island Girls, dude? What are they doing kissing each other, trying to get clout again for their fan site?
So I'm going to take the whole gender thing, LGBTQ stuff out of it. What I think it is Lil Boosie comes from an era where you got to be a certain type of rapper or a you know, certain culture around where he and how he grew up being into the rap game. And then when he sees people like the Island Boys do promotional tricks or stunts, as they say, he just calls them out how he sees it, because that ain't how you get into what he would think of as the rap game. And you know, the Island Boys want to sing their way into the media, and he's just calling it how he sees it. So I think that's kind of what, you know, old school guys do. You know, if you have like somebody like a 50 Cent and you see somebody kissing and you have something to say about it, you can say, hey, youngin, this ain't how it is. If you want to be in the space or if you want to do this or that, just come on. This isn't us.
Yeah. Here, my whole thing is, dude, did you hear Big Cat talk about, you know, like, you should kiss your identical twin, you know, at one point or another, just see it's you. Did you see that clip?
No, I ain't seen it.
Yeah, kind of weird. I said it on the Yak, but listen, they claim that they're not playing for the same team. I think on their fan site, they're kind of having threesomes, consensual threesomes with other women, and listen, I'm not saying I agree with what they're doing, because it is a bit odd, especially if it's for a bit and they're playing characters. But I guess I don't disagree at the same time. Look at the entire state of Alabama and how their football team turned out. So I don't know, man. The Island Girls are doing it. Come on, give me one, bro. Give me one.
You wait for me to crack a laugh in here? Is that what you wait for?
Yeah. The Island Girls are... Here, I'm gonna read the specific tweet that Boosie said. Island Boys kissing, homies painting their nails, BBLs, SMH. I'm sick of this feminine rap game. These guys about to start wearing thongs and eyelashes next, and you wonder why these women taking over, because y'all trying to be them. In back of y'all minds, some days y'all want to be girls. My bad, city girls. So that's Boosie. That's the rant. He's telling people to go commit suicide. Just kind of a... I don't know, an OG in the game, but nonetheless, maybe keep your thoughts to yourself. But we are in a bizarre world of social media, and just I think the world is coming to an end anyways. So I guess do what you got to do to go get your bag. All right, let's get into another topic. I'm going back to Young Thug, man. Write about Young Thug a lot, dude. But here's the thing that kind of happened a couple days ago. Young Thug's 15-year-old son makes disturbing social media posts talking about he's going to off himself. So that was kind of the most recent news. It was a bit disturbing. He said, what did he say? I'm going to kill myself or something. Then the next message on IG story was, come get me. You know, Young Thug, this whole trial, it's about 8 months into this damn thing, and we haven't even moved faster than what my 80-year-old grandmother does walking down the hallway. Love you, GG, but I'm just keeping it real. Another YSL affiliate who goes by the name of Lil Got It, who somehow isn't involved in this RICO case at all. I don't know what happened or how or why not. Went to go check on the 15-year-old swagger dude. And he's fine. You know, he posted a video with the little 15-year-old with Cuban links iced out on his neck. And they're cruising with the windows down. He's saying, listen, everything's good over here. Hey, it's hard to be a teenager, man. I remember the days, probably the most anxiety that I had in my entire life, to be completely honest. But, yeah, I don't know. Young Thug, his lawyers, for, you know, just a side topic here, Young Thug's lawyer has filed his 21st motion in this case to dismiss any jail phone conversations that Young Thug has possibly had in this entire last 8 months, or I guess year, that Young Thug, a little bit over a year, Young Thug's been in jail. So they're still waiting on that. I don't know if it got granted or not, but this is the same lawyer that called out No Cap to Judge Earl Glanville. And he's probably going to call out no thank you to that 21st motion. But what is Young Thug saying on the jail phone conversations? I don't know, but probably some sort of ongoing strategy to get the hell out of there. So, yeah, that's that.
Yeah. Young Thug's lawyer's doing, he's getting his money's worth. That's for sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's getting paid up. So, yeah,
the entire family's kind of going nuts, dude. And Young Thug's going to the hospitals on sleep deprivation. He's starving off chocolate chip cookies and hot Cheetos mixed with ramen noodle and some hot water on the side. And then you got other nonsense like other YSL co-defendants having romantic relationships with female officers inside jail walls. It's all fucking weird, dude. Okay. What else we got? What else we got? How about let's go D-Hop, dude? Let's go some Nashville, Tennessee, dude. DeAndre Hopkins, welcome back to the AFC South. Super Bowl odds for the Titans were plus 8,000 before DeAndre Hopkins, and immediately after they were plus 8,000 to win a Super Bowl. I think they're down to plus 6,000 now. How does DeAndre Hopkins help the Tennessee Titans, excuse me, if at all? And what does this mean for the city of Nashville?
Well, you see, I'm coming in here with my Titans shirt on today, so I'm stoked. It's kind of it's basically replacing, you know, what we lost, and our I thought was going to be our receiver forever. Obviously, Brown wanted to go and, you know, chase that ring with the Eagles, so let him do his thing. We'll just bring in the old vet to kind of replace you, and that's kind of what we need. We need, you know, receiver that will, you know, take, I guess, eyes away from Derrick Henry and have a threat down the field, and that's what Hopkins does. So I liked it. I mean, if you're going to go anywhere at that age and he can still play, obviously, I think you try to add those players, and when the price is right for a guy like that that still gets it done year in and year out, like, why not, yep, you know, bid for him and try to get him on your team? So I'm stoked that we have him. He just – he doesn't hurt. He always helps in one way or another. So I'm good. I'm excited to see what happens with that whole offense, honestly. Cause
I think it's just maybe like a decoy to, I mean, Hopkins will be top receiver there. What was the contract? Was it 2 year, 14 a year? Or
yeah, it was,
I should know this.
I was right under 30 mil for 2 years, I think.
Okay.
Or something,
yep,
like that.
Yep. Titans are at plus 310 to outright win the AFC South, behind the Jacksonville Jaguars, which is a minus 155. I don't think the Jaguars, and I could be biased, but I really don't think they're gonna win the AFC South. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I like Trevor Lawrence. I like his swagger. remind me who their wide receivers are. I don't even know.
Christian Kirk. They got
Christian Kirk. Yeah. Yeah, he got a big bag in Jacksonville. I get it. Nice weather, but
I mean the only reason, and this is definitely biased, the only reason they're favored is because they beat us last year
Right.
And they won the division and whatnot. So I'm okay with that. They can, I'll definitely throw some money on that one for sure, though. What you say, +310 to win the division?
+310 to win a division.
Yeah, let's lock that one in right now, actually. Yeah, I mean, I'm going on right after we get done recording. I'll go take that right now.
Yeah, yeah. That is
That's free bizarre. Money.
And you don't think the Colts or the Texans have any chance of making a run this season?
They're obviously got, their new quarterback, hopefully, for the foreseeable future in Stroud. But I don't think they have a contention. And then the Colts, obviously, too, with Richardson, I think they're not winning division. They're trash bags of a team right now. And then, so I think it's us in the Jags, and obviously that's why the odds are that way. I think we can just bully the Jags, though, right?
Yep, over under 7.5 wins is what they got the cap at the Titans right now. Over 7.5 wins is at a -102. Under 7.5 wins is at a -120. So there's that.
Well, lock me in for both of those, actually, now that I think about it. Over and the division.
Yep.
And let's see. I'll see if I can parlay those. If I can parlay those, get a big bag. I don't know if I can because it's futures, but
yeah.
Lock me in, coach.
Lock him in. Let's kind of stay on NFL talk here just briefly. Saquon Barkley, there's big talk about not paying running backs recently, right? Saquon Barkley just hopped on a podcast. I think I need to look more into this, but just hopped on a podcast. I believe he didn't get paid what he wanted along with other guys. I think there was an ESPN reporter that tweeted out something like, you don't really need running backs anymore. They're the fourth option. You can go find a running back, a good solid running back, kind of deep into the round, right?
Right.
Saquon Barkley is I think he just declined whatever they offered him in New York, so they got a giant problem in New York, and he's kind of hopping on podcasts and saying, I'm not showing up. I can go say fuck you to my teammates and fuck you to the New York Giants and just not play a single down. I mean, what's your initial thoughts on this? What's your take? And should running backs be paid as much as they believe to be paid? Deservedly, I think deservedly so.
Yeah. I do think the running back is the hardest position on the field because they're in every single play and they're getting hit the most. So I think they definitely are deserving the money. That shouldn't be the question. But the question really for me is how the owners are handling this of like not paying. Like there's like two, like obviously Derrick Henry got a bag, but like these, after 4 or 5 years in the league, these GMs are like, all right, we're not going to pay you. We'll just go draft another guy, get him on the rookie deal and use him for the first 5 years. And nobody's getting read up. So it's like, unless you're, dominating and like a force of the offense and you play in an offense that's surrounded by the run, which the Colts, the AFC South basically is that machine because it's kind of always been that way. But Taylor got a bag. Henry got a bag. You can even go back in the day when like Arian Foster was with the Texans. He got a bag. Like
yep.
That's those guys. Adrian Peterson got a bag. Like unless you're just like focused offense, which the NFL is moving away from, they're not going to get as paid like they should. So I don't know what the solution is, but they deserve money regardless because it is the hardest, hardest position, I think, on the field. And they're taking the most hits. So if that means there's a lockout on running backs, just like what Saquon Barkley's saying, they're like, all right, well, I just won't play and see how that works.
Right.
We'll see.
I want to switch it up here to kind of some breaking news with Jamie Foxx giving an update on his health. Are you familiar with all this?
No, Jamie Foxx. I knew he went into the hospital and had a heart attack or something, or
was that what it was? Okay, Jamie Foxx speaks out first time since medical complications. Says sister daughter saved his life. Speaking out the first time after being hospitalized for a medical complication in April. Kind of just came out this video that said, let's see. I guess he's denying all these accusations of being paralyzed. Not paralyzed, but I went to hell and back, and my road to recovery had some potholes as well, but I'm coming back and I'm able to work. Fox, yeah, thanked everybody for the continued support and prayers.
Yeah. I mean, I think they did a pretty good job of, like, keeping what happened to him, like, under wraps. So it's like people were speculating if it was a heart attack. I think his stroke, actually, is what it really was. And, okay. Well, it's good that he, you know, he's back at it. He said he's willing to work, so we can see him more on some big-time betting commercials again, right? Is that his work
right,
nowadays?
Right, Caesars, right? Is it Caesars?
I think so.
I think it is Caesar. Yeah, I guess they didn't. I guess no one really knows what it was. Damn, I wrote it back. We are not doing a good job of reporting this one, my bad. All right, what else, man? What else is going on? What else is going on that you've seen kind of around the internet? Do we have anything else?
I don't know if we want to get into this, but this is kind of taking over right as we speak right now. Have you seen the Jason Aldean music video of his new song?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, you should watch it.
We'll play it in here. What's the clip?
It's just the lyrics and how it's called "Don't Try This in a Small Town" type deal, and it's like basically like previewing like the riots and stuff and you know the racial implications of like that stuff doesn't happen in a small town. I like hope you would try it because if you do, you have like basically shit coming to you. You know what I mean? And there's like a whole like army of like people trying to cancel Jason Aldean for you know being racist and bringing in like thinking like he's talking about lynching people and stuff like that.
Gotcha. Yeah. Aldean was one of those guys that obviously was super against COVID, was in Nashville. He's got one of the most popular bars on Broadway. And I'm pretty sure it wasn't him that left his bar open and he was just showing up in hazmat suits, kind of making a joke out of everything.
Yeah, I don't know if that was him, but yeah.
Or was that?
I don't know who that was. It might have been Aldean because he's definitely the one that had been saying that.
I think that was Kid Rock.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah. But yeah, I think it's, I don't know. It's both sides. I see the kind of the disdain from it. I don't think the song is very good in the first place. I don't.
Yeah,
like it's kind of catchy, and yeah, you're kind of singing it, but like the lyrically, like just composition of it as a song, if you take all of that away, like all the talks around it, the song isn't very good. So I don't know, that kind of like deters me away from listening to it. But he's an old country guy, like he's always been kind of the old, you know, real country guy, and that's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of what he's made his career on. And if he feels like he wants to talk about that, I guess talk about it. But I don't know. I don't think you get canceled for it. But I also don't think you blatantly kind of like put that conversation into your songs either. So
I think, I don't know, man. That's a whole Nashville vibe here. We've talked about it before. Nashville's kind of become into this. Nashville's become this city that doesn't have its roots, I believe, anymore. And it's kind of sad, and it's fucking expensive now, you know, and it's just, that's when people see stuff like that, it's a no-brainer. You think of Nashville, so thank you, dude, for representing our city like that. I think Luke Combs is coming out with a bar called Chiefs, though. That might be kind of cool on Broadway. I don't know, man. All right, well, dude, I don't really have anything else, man. We kind of just wanted to hop on here. This could be our last little episode of season 3 until we head out the dash, unless you got anything else. I mean, I know there's this Barbie movie that's going out right now. I'm just trying to think of anything else that we're missing here.
Yeah, Oppenheimer also in the movie world.
I don't know, I don't even know what that is.
You don't know about Oppenheimer? The creation of the bomb, kind of his story and how, I don't know, it's supposed to be a pretty good movie.
But so people are comparing Barbie versus Oppenheimer. So these are like the two big movies that just came out right now.
Yeah, I don't know. They're just because they got released at the same time, they're kind of comparing, but they're it's no comparison. It's just two.
I'm seeing it. Okay.
Big movies that are out this weekend. So maybe go catch you a movie, man. Hey, we have one of the 19 actual real IMAXs in the country. I think that's a big debate that this guy that created Oppenheimer said he wants you to watch it in true IMAXs, I guess, movie theater. And Nashville has one. So, you know, go check you out that movie and how the director wanted you to see the movie.
Yeah, I'll pass on a movie, but I don't got time for a movie. I don't know. I don't want to go by myself, dude.
No movie by yourself?
No, not really feeling it.
Not really feeling it.
All right, dude. Well, what were you going to say?
I said I feel you on that. That's what I was going to say. I feel that.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything else here. All right, cool. Well, glad we got on the pod here. Kind of a quick one there. And I don't think I have anything else. What is it? What is it? Saturday, July 22nd. It'll probably drop here on the 24th of Monday. And then we're out the dash. I mean, the month of July kind of rolled by pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So, recap. Going to Dash Radio. Got Bruce Buffer on as our second guest. Stay tuned for our very first guest. Stay tuned for a bunch of content coming out. And then we're just going to kind of keep rolling here, man. We got some more exciting, we got some other exciting things coming out too. I think another press release or not a press release, but another article maybe shouting out the boys here. So yeah, some super cool stuff coming up. All right, dude. Man to Man season 3, episode 131. I'm gonna let you get us out of here.
Yeah. Season finale, probably. Definitely. Probably. We're just going to get prepared. So I'll namaste to season 3. Look forward to season 4 coming soon. Namaste to you guys. Namaste.
Namaste to you guys. We'll see y'all later.